Now, lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are trying to hammer out a new immigration policy that comes even as immigrant groups are continuing to protest the president's insulting comments about African nations and Haiti. Haitian Americans protested this week in Times Square, also outside Trump's Mar-a-Lago property in Florida. In Philadelphia, community groups are planning their next steps, as we hear from Laura Benshoff of member station WHYY.
In a grand room on the fourth floor of Philadelphia's City Hall, about 70 people crowd around a podium. Many hold up cell phones, streaming the remarks by local elected officials and immigrant leaders to their social media. Michel Francois, the president of the Haitian Coalition of Philadelphia, says the president's remarks made him more sad than mad.
Because I still cannot understand or imagine that citizens from this great nation have chosen such a low-class person.
Members of the African and Caribbean community take turns condemning the words attributed to President Trump and the message behind them. They also repeat a point that black immigrants to the U.S. have more than quadrupled since 1980. Most African immigrants who can become U.S. citizens and potential voters, according to the Pew Research Center.
It's all about politics.
That's Philadelphia City Council President Daryl Clark, who strikes out at officials who defend Trump.
You got a bunch of people sitting in a room. One day they hear something, next day they don't hear nothing. Now they change their story. Oh, now I did hear it. He didn't say that. That's crazy.
That political response is still taking shape. A few days earlier, about two dozen leaders from across African and Caribbean organizations in Philadelphia huddled in a windowless conference room, coming up with a plan of action. The group included scientists, pastors, engineers, lawyers, entrepreneurs, and professors. African immigrants are more likely to have a college degree than native-born Americans and most other immigrant groups, according to the Migration Policy Institute. The leaders asked me not to record the meeting, but allowed me to watch as they expressed frustration that they had to educate the president about who they are. Afterwards, Eric Eddy, who is with a local coalition of African and Caribbean immigrants, told me what they decided. He said the plan is to mobilize the group's large number of naturalized citizens.
We need to capitalize on that to continue aggressively the voters' registration in such a way that, you know, we can have a stronger voice when it comes to political decision making.
They also voted to show their contributions to the U.S. economy by withholding their work for a day. For NPR News, I'm Laura Benshoff in Philadelphia.